Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY18 earnings call of Dwarikesh Sugar. From the management side, we have Mr. Vijay Banka, the whole-time director and CFO of the company. Mr. Banka, we would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to host the Dwarikesh earnings conference call, and would like to hand over the call to you for the opening remarks on the results, followed by Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Very good afternoon, Afshan. I welcome you all to our earnings call. Thank you very much for being here. The results of this quarter are already available with you. We have had a rather lackluster Q3, but of course, if you compare our 9-month results with those of 9 months in the previous year, the results seem to be reasonable. As we go forward during the conference call, I'll explain to you how we have fared and what is the outlook going forward, what is the scenario of sugar price, molasses price, etc. I'll take you through the things to come. I welcome you all once again, and I would request you all to please start asking me questions.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. First question is from the line of Aman Santalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Very good afternoon, sir.
Sir, my question is regarding that ISMA has indicated indicated a production of around 261 this season. And I think this is just 10 to 11 lakh tons more than what we consume. The prices of sugar has come down a lot because of this just 10 lakh tons. So next year the production will be much higher as indicated by the industry sources. So what the government and the ISMA is doing to get rid of this problem, and how the price will be get corrected positively corrected from here onwards?
Very good afternoon, sir. ISMA has projected a production, estimated a production of 26.1 million ton for the crushing season 2017-18. This is an upward revision of about 1 million ton from the previous estimate. This is based on the latest feedback that they have got from various state associations, which now stands updated. The talk of production estimate for the season 2018-19 at this point in time would be purely speculative. Hardly 10 to 15% planting would have happened for that season, and that too only in Maharashtra. So it would be too premature to hazard a guess on the production estimates of 2018-19. A lot of numbers are floating around. Anything between 28 to 29 million tons is being talked about. One has to see how the monsoon would behave, how is it going to impact the production, etc. So there are various factors which will come into play before any number can be assigned for the season 2018-19. Having said that, I must admit that recently there has been pressure on the sugar selling prices. From a high of 3,700 rupees, which prevailed just before the commencement of the season, the prices are now down to 3,300 level. Maharashtra prices could be lower. We in UP are selling at 3,300 rupees a quintal. ISMA both ISMA and the central government are totally seized of this problem. They are aware that this price of 3,300 is not only unremunerative, it perhaps may be unviable price for many sugar mills. So they are sensing that this could transform into a problem of cane price arrears in the times to come. Already in Uttar Pradesh, there are cane price arrears of about 1,500 crores, and I'm sure in Maharashtra also, there must be some cane price arrears. So if the trend continues, the cane price arrears could number can be much larger in the times to come. So the government, see, basically the problem, according to me, you know, of the falling price at this point in time is unfathomable, and it cannot be explained. It's just that some speculative numbers are floating around for season 2018-19, and which has resulted into needless phobia. So one has to, I wouldn't approve of those numbers. So, but, well, the market sentiment seem to be depressed, and the government is, ISMA has represented, and the government is also very keen that the prices should be revived. They should be revived to reasonable levels. And towards that, they are already planning a series of measures. Number one being the hiking of import duty. Number two, doing away with the export duty. And number three, the most important, is you know, facilitating export under the MIEQ scheme, which was promulgated and you know, which worked wonderfully well in the last year. So they are working in tandem, and they are working to address the issue of perceived excess production. 1 million ton if perhaps is evacuated out of the country immediately in the next 1 or 2 months, and thereafter, you know, a plan is worked out for the export of another 2 or 3 million tons based on the rumored higher estimate for the next year. I'm sure the prices will revive, and there will be a turnaround of the prices, and the sugar industry should be you know, able to withstand all the problems.
Sir, my question is, my suggestion is that sugar export is one of the options, and I think it is the most, one of the most important option to get rid of the surplus production. But this time I think there is no much surplus is there, despite that the prices has come down. So I think the ISMA and ISMA should ask the government to re-implement the release mechanism, or in the old form or in any other form. Otherwise, this will be the problem of every season when the weak mills come into the market and they will depress the price.
No, this time around, the problem is not of the weak mills coming into every year. You know, when with the commencement of the season, there is always a little pressure on the sugar prices because, as you rightly said, there are weak mills who are in a great distress and who want to liquidate their stock quickly so as to be able to pay their cane prices. So, but your next suggestion that, you know, we should ask the central government to reintroduce the monthly release mechanism, I think that would be little far-fetched at this point in time because, you know, it would tantamount to going back to the controlled era.
In other form, because they have come with stock limit when there was a crisis of production. So that is that was also a control
token,
also.
Yes. By the same token, yes. They can, but I think it's mainly at this point in time, India at present is carrying stock which is much lesser than the stock it carried last year on the same date. So
That's right. It's
mainly a problem of perception. It's mainly a problem of sentiment, which needs to be propped up, and which can be propped up by even a small quantity of export at this point in time, and the small quantity of export will be good enough to restore the confidence of the traders, of all those in the supply chain of the sugar industry. Presently, the supply chain is running empty, and you know, it can easily be replenished so as to give a boost to the selling price of sugar.
Okay. And Sir, what about the bagasse prices? How is the bagasse prices right now?
Bagasse prices are in the region of 175 rupees per quintal. But there are,
and what it was last year?
It was maybe a little more, about, you know, it wouldn't, bagasse sale price doesn't impact as much because, you know, we hardly have any surplus bagasse. So it's not something about which we are unduly worried, but it was around the same or maybe a little higher than what it is just now.
Don't you think that this release mechanism will be, I think it will give the industry a real boost in the sentiment? Because in the past, I'm tracking this industry since very long. Mm-hmm. I've seen that whenever there was little less release from the government, the prices used to shoot up. So I think it will be every season you will see the same problem, I think.
You are right. The government has been selectively practicing controls. As you rightly said, in the past when the sugar prices went up, they introduced limits on the stocking. They put stocking limits on the traders. So they have been doing this selectively. But I think one should look at what you are suggesting, but more, according to me, a more workable and a more viable option at this point in time is to push out some quantity of sugar out of the country.
And one more thing, sir, do you think that this is the best thing happened to the industry, that prices have come down at this point? So the long-term policy may come which will be very good for the sugar industry, and they will get rid of this cyclical problem which the industry is facing every time.
No, you are right. Actually, you know, in every problem there lies a solution. So more deeper the problem, more better and the long-lasting is the solution. I quite agree with you. But this crisis, present crisis, according to me, was least expected. I would have understood the crisis had this occurred sometime in the month of July, August, when, you know, the new numbers of production estimates were available to all the stakeholders. But this crisis is rather premature and ununderstandable, according to me.
That's right. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Give the next question from the line of Siddharth Mohta from Principal India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Very good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir. Sir, my first question is with respect to export. Sir, even if the government they open up Indian sugar to be exported, so at the current prices of 13.57 cents per pound, so whether it will be feasible to make some profit?
So there are two ways of looking at it.
Okay.
Number one, you see, our way of looking at it from the industry standpoint of view, industry standpoint is that, many things in the industry are strictly regulated by the government. For example, the sugarcane price. Now, both at the central government level as well as at the state government level, these are regulated by the respective governments. Okay. So, if the export has to happen and if there is a loss, as you rightly said that, you know, at the current prices, the viability of export is suspect. Now, but well, historically exports have been subsidized and there is no reason why this time around the export shouldn't be subsidized.
Okay.
So that is my way of looking at it.
Correct.
But you also have an example of 1 year ago when exports were made mandatory and there was a mechanism worked out whereby the export were, in a sense, self-financing.
Correct. So, but the bigger problem, it can be addressed if the government can take a bit of pain or if it can provide a bit of a subsidy, actually.
Absolutely.
Correct. And, sir, just a couple of points. So, one is with respect to our taxation. So, this time we have not paid much of the tax. So, if you can just tell us what can be the yearly run rate for the tax. And second is, what is our closing stock and at what price we have valued our closing inventory of sugar?
I'll answer your easier question first, sir.
Okay.
Our closing inventory is 7.4 lakh quintals, valued at 3,255 rupees a quintal.
So 3,255
rupees a quintal.
32.55. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And 7.4 is the number. The 7.4 is the number.
Yeah, 7.4 lakh quintals.
Correct, sir.
Okay. Secondly, on the taxation, you see, in the last year, we had not provided for taxation in the first three quarters. The entire load of taxation was on the fourth quarter. This year, we have been providing taxation on in each of the quarters. Our tax rate would not be the total 34.706% as would be the case if the entire income were to be taxed. We will have profit from the power segment, which is exempt from tax. So our effective tax rate would be, according to me, not more than 20%.
Okay, that is for the entire year.
Yeah.
And, sir, I know it's a bit early, but what rate we can assume for FY19?
No, I wouldn't be able to talk about, you see, the deferred tax liability is another thing, you know, where, you know, it depends on the timing difference. So that can work one way or the other. So present, until last year, we were providing for deferred tax liability, and this year we have gotten into a scene where, you know, we have deferred tax asset creation. So our tax rate, you know, eventually we would have to pay MAT from cash flow perspective, but our tax rate would be substantially less.
Got a point. And, sir, assuming the recovery rate of 11.5% for this current sugar season, so what can be the rough cost of production for this, cost of production of sugar for this sugar season?
Yeah, I'll talk about the company as a whole, and
yes,
I'll also talk from segment perspective also.
Okay.
Yeah. You see, my landed cost of sugar cane is 300, and the state advised prices, state administered prices, 315, and 10 rupee extra for the early maturity cane. Now, I procure almost 70% of my cane, which is early maturing variety. So my cost is nearly 322 rupees a quintal, plus there is a society commission charge of about 5 rupee 10 paisa, and there are transportation difference etc. that are transportation difference etc. that I am required to bear. So the effective cost of cane procurement is anything between 330 rupees to 335 rupees.
Okay,
so on an 11.5% recovery, my cost of sugar cane alone is 2,900 rupees a quintal approximately.
Okay, sir.
Okay. Now, my conversion cost, I'll talk as a talk from the point of view of company as a whole.
Okay, sir.
My conversion cost of sugar would be about 450 to 500 rupees a quintal. And my revenue from sale of byproduct and value-added products will also be approximately the same. Okay.
Okay.
My cost of production without interest and depreciation is about 2,900.
Correct.
I'll have an impact of approximately, you know, my interest cost is going to be substantially less. So I'll have an impact of about 70 rupees or so on account of interest. So 2,970 plus another, let's say my total cost is going to be 3,100.
Okay.
My cash cost is going to be 3,000. This is from a company as a whole.
Correct, sir.
Okay. Now, if we look at it from the segment point of view, my sugar cane cost is the same as 2,900.
Correct.
Okay. My conversion cost, out of that 450, most of it is going to be on the sugar segment. So, out of that 450, 500, most of it is going to be on the sugar segment. So, that is going to be approximately 400 rupees a quintal. So 2,900 plus 3,300, and my realization from basic byproducts, that is molasses and bagasse. I'm not supposed to consider the value-added products. Okay.
Okay.
So that will be about 100 rupees a quintal, 100 or little more. So my cost for the purpose of segment will be 3,200 rupees a quintal.
Correct, sir. Correct. That is very helpful, sir. Thank you and best wishes for the upcoming quarters.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Kunal Khudania from Mirai Assets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Very good afternoon, sir.
Basically, like we are seeing key realizations have improved a little bit from the last season.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not fully convinced with the what the EBIT figures are for the sugar segment. So if you could just...
I'll take you through that.
You see,
the problem we have in sugar industry is that we, for all practical, while we are required to follow the fiscal year for accounting purposes,
mm-hmm.
a more appropriate thing would be to follow October to September year.
Okay.
Now, more often than not, what happens is what we sell stock in this fiscal is of the, at least in the first couple of quarters, is the stock that we have produced in the previous fiscal.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in 2016-17, mm-hmm. I'll run you through the numbers. In 2016-17, in the quarter three, we sold almost 3 lakh quintals of sugar which pertained to the previous fiscal.
Okay.
It was produced in season 15-16 and before March end. Okay. So in those 3 lakh quintals were valued at 2,644 rupees or so.
Okay.
So we had a clear contribution of about 850 rupees coming from 650 rupees coming from the stock that were that was carried forward from the previous fiscal,
yes.
which was not available this time.
Okay.
Number one. So that explains about a deviation of almost about 19 to 20 crores.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you see our molasses prices have also fallen quite substantially.
Uh-huh.
From a high of, in the last year, our average realization on sale of free sale molasses was about 400 rupees a quintal, and this year it is down to about 60 rupees a quintal.
Yeah.
Okay, so almost... during this quarter, I have sold molasses and transferred molasses to our distillery segment,
mm-hmm.
and this all forms a part of the sugar segment working. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. At almost 60 rupees a quintal, so which means nearly 350 rupees on 200 crores. I have lost out about 7 crores on that score.
Okay.
So this perhaps will help you understand the reason why the quarter in this particular quarter sugar. Segment has been under stress.
Okay, and sir, what is your take on the prices going ahead?
We expect a quick turnaround of the industry. Both the central government and the industry association are seized of the problem, and they are, on a war footing, a scheme is being devised to facilitate the export. So we expect, an announcement from the central government will be immediately very helpful to prop up the market sentiments, and sugar prices should see northward movements from there on.
Okay.
So we expect a quick turnaround. Things should get better immediately.
Okay.
And as far as we are concerned, we have a clear delta of over our peer group companies because of our better recoveries, which should support us in all times to come.
Okay, so thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Helpful, yeah.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Shekhar Singh from Excelsior Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to know, from last year,
uh-huh.
You would be carrying some inventory. So when you sell this year at around 3,300 rupees,
uh-huh.
what was the costing of that sugar? Was it from last year or was it the newly produced sugar?
Are you talking about this year?
Yes, this year, this year.
So this year, you see, in this particular quarter, in the first quarter, we sold the sugar inventory. In the first and the second quarter, we sold the sugar inventory that was carried forward from the last fiscal.
Okay.
And in this quarter, we have sold, a part of the inventory which was of the season last, season 16-17, but not covered in this fiscal 16-17. So, and most of it is what we have sold is what we have produced in this current season. So,
okay.
obviously the cost here is going to be higher, so which is why the margins are under pressure.
Okay, okay. So, unless until the prices recover, you will report a loss even in Q4.
Two things will happen from here on. You see, our crushing in this particular quarter, in the March quarter, will be on a full scale.
Yes.
We will have total number of the entire 3 months will be operational months for us. And our recoveries in these 3 months are exceptional. So we will have our sugar produced during these 3 months will be of exceptionally low cost.
Okay. Okay. And, sir, roughly like you have 21,500 TCD of sugar crushing capacity.
Correct.
So how many days will you be running it this year? Okay.
See, we expect about, last year we produced 283 lakh quintals of sugar, 283 lakh quintals of sugar cane. And this year we expect to produce about, we expect to crush about 320 lakh quintals of sugar cane. So, which means there will be 10-12% or so upward revision as far as the crushing number is concerned. But we have done some debottlenecking of our operations during the off season. So our crush rate in a couple of, in all the plants has gone up a little. So we expect about 170 days of crushing on an average.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in terms of cogen, how much will be the surplus power that you'll be selling from the 86 megawatt that you have?
In the last season, in the last fiscal, we sold power worth 79 crores. But if you talk about the season, we sold power worth 90 crores. So we should see a commensurate increase in the power generated and sold.
Yes, so roughly 10% should be the increase over there also.
It should be, but more will depend, the exact number will depend on the fiber content in the sugar cane. Because if the fiber content is lower, the crush, the bagasse availability and hence the cogeneration will be lesser. But if the bagasse content in the sugar is higher, obviously the cogeneration will be more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Yashpal Madan as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bansal.
Very good afternoon, sir.
Now, you told comparison of profitability from last quarter to front quarters. Okay,
yes.
Why?
Yeah.
But my query is, how come there is a 7 crore loss in current quarter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, your cost of production is 3,200.
So this cost of production 325 is cost of sugar cane plus directly attributable overhead, sir.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
in this quarter, the you know when we begin our crushing season, the recoveries are a little low as compared to what our eventual recovery will be. So if you see, you know, the real cost of production obviously during this quarter will be higher.
No, let me complete, Mr. Man.
Yeah.
Now, let's say this 3,200, your cost is taking into consideration all expenses of off-season also.
Yes, right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because you're saying for the quarter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now, your average utilization in this quarter had been 3,543.
Correct, sir.
Right. So, it means on sales, you haven't lost anything.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Whatever mm-hmm. you have sold, mm-hmm. there is no actual cash loss.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
No, let me explain, sir. My
question is not complete. Let me complete that.
Yeah, yeah, please.
Okay, number one. Number two, let's say even if you book your inventory basis low of either market rate or your production cost.
Correct.
So it means in your books, you must have booked your inventory at 3,200. That's your cost. I'm talking of only sugar at this point of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in no way, I don't see why there should be a loss proposition for sugar. I'm not able to understand. I've gone through your complete presentation numbers two times, but I fail to understand why there should be a loss.
Now, let me explain to you, sir, how do we compute all these things. You see, like I was mentioning a little while ago, unfortunately, we are required to follow fiscal year, where there is always an overlap of two seasons. Okay. So,
but here is not, that's not the question.
Let me run through the entire processor. Then I'm sure you'll, your doubts will be put at rest.
Okay.
You see, we have produced nearly 4.5 lakh quintals of sugar in the current fiscal, which pertained to the season 16-17. Okay.
How much?
4.5 lakh quintals.
Okay.
Okay. So, 4.5 lakh quintals was actually, as far as season terminology is concerned, pertained to the season 16-17. But as far as fiscal year is concerned, it pertains to the season 17-18.
Okay.
Okay. Now, 4.5 lakh quintals, what methodology we value, we follow for valuation of the stock is we load it with the overheads of the 9 months. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, 4.5 lakh quintals then produced in the first quarter, and whatever we have produced in this quarter, you know, the total cost is worked out and to that is loaded the overheads for all the 9 months. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that is how we work out the closing stock. Perhaps, if we meet, I can run you through the cost structure that we have so that your questions can all be answered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're saying why it is happening is because you take average, your inventory cost average of 9 months, basically.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
So it's not only this month.
No. It's not only this month.
So now your inventory cost, you told, is as of now at the end of this quarter, you have told how much is the now inventory cost, what you're carrying, the 3255.
3255, sir, 3255.
So let's say in current quarter, if your price doesn't go below 3300, then there is no question of loss, right?
Yeah, there should be no loss, but then there are overheads, etc., you know, which are not absorbed into the cost of production, which are not absorbed for the purpose of valuation of inventory.
Still, there will be some cost.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But that will not come in your operational production cost of this quarter, current quarter?
Sorry, sir. They have already come, sir, and they will continue to come in the future quarters also. You see,
right.
What is considered for valuation of inventory is the 9 months production cost, cane cost, plus the directly attributable production overheads and, the selling, the administration expenses and a whole lot of production expenditure, other expenses also do not form a part of the cost of production for valuation of inventory.
Okay. Fine. And how much sugar you sold in this quarter?
Sir, I sold 6.66 lakh quintals of sugar.
6.66 lakh?
Yeah.
And you have produced 4.5?
No, 4.5 was produced in the, I'll tell you the exact number what we have produced this in this quarter.
Yes.
4.5 lakh quintals was produced in the first quarter.
Okay.
Just a moment, I'll tell you how much have we produced. We have produced about, 12.67 lakh quintals of sugar, sir, this quarter.
12.67 lakh quintals?
Yeah.
In this quarter, basically?
Yes.
Okay. And out of that, 6.6 has been sold because there was no opening inventory.
1.39 has been sold, which was of the first quarter, and the rest is from the current quarter's production. So, we closing stock is 7.4 lakh quintals, sir.
Okay. So essentially what we can say is what loss you are showing is an inventory loss. It's not a cash loss.
It's a loss in the sense it's a loss of unabsorbed overheads, sir. Unabsorbed overheads. Let me put it like that.
Okay. Yeah. So per se there is no cash loss in this.
No.
Quarter.
Yeah, you are right. In that sense, yes.
So it's not that your production cost is higher and you're selling at lower cost.
No. Fortunately, we have not reached a stage where valuation is on the selling price.
Yeah, that's what was worrying me, basically.
No. Fortunately, we have not reached that stage.
Right. And your average recovery for this quarter had been 11.5?
No, for this quarter has been lesser, sir. It is 10.73. It will get progressively better as we go forward. You see, it's always like this. When you commence the season, our recoveries are lower. But once you go forward, for example, my next quarter's Q4 2018 recoveries will be the best. And whatever production spills beyond 2018, that recovery will be even better.
So can we expect this time to touch around 13?
No, sir. Last year we touched 11.78. We'll be very happy if we can replicate that number.
It was 12 point something or 11.78 for you?
We reached 11.78, sir, last season.
Average of
Yeah, group's average.
11.78.
Yeah. So we are at 10.73 as on 31st December. So as we go forward, it gets better and better. For example, between my recovery on 31st December was 10.73. My today's two-date recovery of all the three plants together is 10.94%. So there is an improvement of 21 basis points between 31st December and today.
Thank you, Mr. Madan. Would request you to join the question queue for any follow-ups as we have several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Tushar Sata, as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. My question was also on similar lines, because if you are valuing the closing stock at 32.5, mm-hmm. which I assume is your cost of production for Q3 FY18,
yes, sir.
And selling price is 35.4,
yeah.
Then in the segment, you know, how do you have loss in sugar?
Which is what I have explained. Which is what?
Yeah, so probably I'll take it offline with you because, or maybe I'll come and meet you.
Sure, sir.
Right, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And what is the expected outlook for rest of the year now? In terms of
prices have come down to the levels of 3,300. As I have explained in my call, the government and UP, ISMA seized of this problem because they see this boomeranging into a bigger crisis in the sense that cane price arrears will pile up and no government can afford this in a year which is just a year away from the election year. So all are working towards it and they want to see that the market sentiments are revived towards this. Number one, they are planning to do away with the export duty. Number two, they are planning to hike the import duty. And number three, they are wanting to facilitate the exports. So even if 1 million tons of sugar is exported out of the country in the next one and a half or 2 months, that will impact the sentiments very positively.
Okay. In terms of your own plan, since molasses prices have fallen so much, where does your distillery plan stand? You know,
we are
your presentation mentions that you will expand the capacity.
We are very, very actively and critically evaluating the distillery proposal before us. Now, let me explain to you in detail, sir, where we are. Number one, you see, I wouldn't want to cast aspersion on anybody else's plant capabilities, etc. But we are on the Indo-Gangetic plane where the effluent treatment of the distillery is the most important thing. Mm. There have been imperfect technologies in the past which are followed and which are definitely not 100% compliant. There are three issues which are mainly involved. Number one, after treating the the effluent, there are three parts of the effluent. One is, you know, after you treat the effluent, there is water which needs to be recycled. So we call it condensate water. Now this water needs to be recycled, which means it should be treated. Firstly, it's very acidic in nature, so firstly it should be neutralized and then it should be further treated to be recycled or at least to be made so good that the BOD and the COD content is lower and it can be let out for faulty irrigation. Number two, okay. The residual flop, we call it. It's the sludge actually. That needs to be burned. So now there is incineration technology where you have to burn it properly. And number three, the incineration, once you burn the flop, the air emission norms also should be, air emission norms have been recently revised and they have been made more stringent. One should be compliant with those requirements as well. So we have zeroed down on a technology which will take care of all these three things. We are just in the last leg and hopefully we should be doing something very soon, sir.
So what is the capacity that you will set up and what will be the cost?
Yeah, we have, our capacity is 30 KLPD. We plan to take it to 100 KLPD, so which means incremental 70 KLPD capacity. And this plant, the technology that we have in front of us, we should be able to run our distillery uninterruptedly for a period of in excess of 300 days per year. So when we talk about 300 days, which means we should be able to produce anything between 3 crore liters of ethanol every year.
And what will be the cost of this, sir?
So the cost of expansion as we have perceived it is going to be 100 crores, so out of which 40% is funded by the sugar development fund at 6% ROI. We will need to get it appraised from the bank since SDF wouldn't appraise the project. So we'll need to take some funding from the bank as well. So that mix of funding between the bank and internal accrual, we will decide in due course of time, sir.
And will this consume your entire molasses?
Most of it, sir.
You will still be left with surplus molasses after this?
We have, in the third unit, we can always put up another distillery if required.
Okay. So what is your current molasses production, sir?
So
and
we,
how?
we, as of now, we on the expected production, on the expected crushing that we have in the coming year, in the year season 17-18, we will produce about 130,000 quintals of molasses, out of which 30,000 quintals will be captively consumed. Nearly 100,000 of quintals of molasses we will have to sell outside.
Okay. 130,000 quintals. Okay. So this will be a big hit on P&L this year, right? Because if the prices have fallen from 400 to
600. Yes, sir. If you look at it from a short-term perspective, yes, but we...
So if you put up distillery, then you're back to normal.
Yeah, but once we... you will appreciate our efforts once we, we work the plant on a technology which is long-lasting and which is which takes care of effluent requirements today as well as tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for the details that you've given.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rajya Vardhan from Crest Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Very good afternoon, sir.
So I have a small question. I was just wondering if you could just go over your closing stock for the current quarter of 7.5 lakhs again. How did you get to that? So you said you produced 6.6 lakhs. The number this quarter three, you sold 6.66 lakhs.
Sir,
and
I opened my inventory for this quarter with a stock of 1.39 lakh quintals. Okay.
Yes.
And then I produced about 12.67 lakh quintals in the current quarter.
12 point how much, sorry?
One moment, I'll confirm the number. 12.67 lakh quintals, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I have produced 12.67 lakhs. So out of which I have sold 6.66 lakh quintals. So I am at 7.4 lakh quintals.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Deepak Kapoor, as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir.
Very good evening, sir.
Most of my questions are already answered, but I just have a couple left. The distillery 100 KLPD that you were talking about, are you referring to a greenfield or a brownfield of your current capacity?
We are at 30 KLPD already, so it will be a greenfield, sir, expansion, 30 to 100.
So, no, this will be a new 100 KLPD unit or just another...
No, we will add on, sir, We will add on to 30. We will, of course, in the process, we will improvise upon our 30 KLPD capabilities also, such that, you know, there is a unified incineration plant, unified effluent treatment capability.
Okay. So this 71 is going to come up at a new plant location, not at the existing?
No, at the same location, sir. Where we are at 30 KLPD, it will be at the same location, sir.
Okay.
Secondly,
In terms of, since there's a hit, you were explaining the hit from molasses prices, falling molasses prices there, do we see in your accounting, do we see any benefit of the fallen molasses prices into your distillery EBIT?
Yeah, of course, sir. It will get distillery EBIT will get better. Of course, yes.
Okay. So from what you explained, roughly you can use about only 40% of your pre-sale molasses.
The current molasses profit, distillery EBIT will be phenomenal, sir, at the current molasses prices, etc. See, we were selling at 400 rupees a quintal in the last year. Okay.
Right.
So my distillery cost was, my ethanol cost was, molasses cost on ethanol was 25 rupees a liter.
Right.
Okay. No, sorry. 16 rupees a liter. I'm sorry.
Okay.
16 rupees. So 16 rupees, I'll have an additional contribution of about 12 to 14 rupees from because of the fallen price of molasses. So
okay.
EBITDA, which used to be 30-odd% for distillery segment, will be much better once because of the fallen molasses prices.
Okay. So, are molasses prices still depressed in the market, or is there any sign of molasses prices falling off?
They are still depressed. State government is working on a couple of things. Number one, they are wanting to reduce the molasses entitlement for levy molasses requirement, which is for country liquor manufacturing. Present yeah. obligation is to give them 20%. They are planning to reduce this to 12% or so.
Okay.
Secondly, hitherto molasses was not allowed to be exported out of Uttar Pradesh, so that is also going to be allowed. So that okay. will revive the molasses prices to a certain extent.
So that is kind of confirmed that they are going to allow yes. selling current season molasses?
Otherwise, there are not many takers in Uttar Pradesh. So there are some of the sugar mills may have to truncate their crushing operations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. No, that's all for now. I'll get back to you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Prashant Bhaskar. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Hi, sir. There are two parts to my question. First part is that by when will you be completing the expansion of your TPD from 30 to 100?
We are in the process of, as I said, we are in the last leg of examining and coming to a decision, so which should be taken very soon. And once we take a positive decision, it should be up and operational in about 10 months' time, sir.
And do you see the demand of the TPD of increasing it? Like, do you think that there will be demand of increasing it by...
Sir, as of now, we are able to meet only 5% blending requirement, whereas the central government is targeting 10% blending requirement. So, I see no reason for the increased production of molasses being absorbed by the oil marketing company.
What is the profit that you make on this TPD? Like, if you have 30 TPD right now, at least the capacity. So what is the per kg profit you make on
ethanol? You see, like this, ethanol is sold at about 40 rupees a liter. 40
yeah.
rupee 85 paisa. Let's assume, for sake of prudence, let's assume 40 rupees. So at this price, at the old price of molasses, there is an EBITDA of about 30%, so which means roughly 12 rupees a liter of EBITDA. But now since the molasses prices have fallen, additional 10 rupees EBITDA has now become available. So you will have an EBITDA of nearly 50% how you look at it, what is the opportunity cost of molasses?
But the total cost of production, just for the sake of information, right now is the ethanol current market price is 40 rupees selling price.
Yeah.
What will be your manufacturing price?
I said earlier it was 30 rupees, now it will come down to 20 rupees. At the current market molasses price.
And second question is that you have said that there has been a lot of talks between the state government, central government, and government will not want companies to default to the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
But till now, it looks as the government wants the default to happen. The prices have come down to as low as it, what you have seen. So I don't think government is really taking that.
Let me assure you, government is working on war footing on this issue. They are trying to address this problem. They are as much worried as we are worried about the falling sugar prices.
Because last time when we had a phone call, that was the time when the elections were happening. So everyone said that as soon as the results will come out, then they will take a complete decision. But now, I think it has been a lot, like almost 2 months gone, and still I don't think there has been any.
Let me explain this, sir. If there are pile up of cane price arrears, there is going to be hue and cry. Neither the government nor the industry can afford cane price arrears at this point in time.
But
so
don't you think that the elections next year, the government will also want the sugar prices to be less?
No, so sugar price, there is going to be no clamor, no hue and cry if the sugar prices, the ex-mill factory prices are 37 or below 37. So the government was always very comfortable with ex-mill price of 37 rupees a kg.
So how means in terms?
There is always a possibility that the prices can be revised upwards, and I see a quick turnaround on the horizon.
You think the next time when we speak up, the prices would be much better?
I certainly hope so.
Okay, fine.
Because, like I explained, you know, there are companies like us who with a clear delta, with reasonably strong finance position, reasonably efficient operations, higher recoveries, we may be able to liquidate our cane dues. But think of the average sugar company, think of the
smaller average government. Yeah. And why have you taken this commercial paper, 50 crores, 100 crores?
Only for interest arbitrage purposes. Interest arbitrage purposes. You see, our cash credit, we borrow from the banks for our working capital utilization.
Right.
So which is at a X cost. So commercial papers are obviously cheaper. There is no extra borrowing. There is no extra borrowing. It is in lieu of the cash credit limits.
And any dividend going forward for March?
Let's wait for the full results of 2017-18. We'll try and be as liberal as is possible, as prudent and as liberal as is possible.
And this last question, like last year we closed around 150 crores of net profit on the bottom line.
Yeah.
So what could be the numbers this year?
We'll have to wait and see, sir, how the prices pan out in the next, we just about 10 days of this month and 2 months remaining of February and March. So we will have to wait and see how the, see a couple of things, there is clear visibility, production is going to be good, recoveries are going to be good. So it will eventually depend on the sugar prices. So once there is a quick turnaround on the sugar prices, I think everything else will fall in place.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Prachi Raut from Prabhudas Lilladhar. Please go ahead.
Hi. This is Sri Shankar here from Prabhudas Lilladhar.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, sir?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Good.
Tell me, sir.
Quick questions.
Yeah.
We have had two wonderful monsoons. So, effectively, what is your estimate in terms of cane production for next year?
You mean 18-19, sir, or 17-18?
Yeah. 18-19. Because already the production, the cane, the feedback that you receive is, at least when you speak to a lot of Maharashtra areas, is the water table is extremely good, so the production should be much better because of 2 years of cane productive.
I wouldn't subscribe to what people have been saying about a higher production number of 2018-19. We'll have to wait for the monsoon of the year 2018 before coming to any conclusion on the production estimates. At this point in time, I would like to reaffirm that any production estimate of 2018-19 would be purely speculative in nature, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Second is regarding the price of alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Earlier, there has been a significant amount of our entire alcohol production, significant amount of alcohol production used to go for potable alcohol.
Correct.
Now, with more and more high-end whiskey manufacturers, etc., going towards grain alcohol.
Yes.
Now, where incrementally our alcohol has been, most of the alcohol has been going into?
The sugar mills are actually, producing more and more of ethanol, actually, which is being used by the oil marketing companies.
Mm.
You see, most of the production, in fact, in our case, whatever alcohol we have produced, we have converted that into ethanol and given it to oil marketing companies. Okay. Mm. We have been giving molasses to liquor manufacturers, and there you are very right when you say that most of the India IMFL manufacturers are gradually shifting over to using grain. So, but there is no dearth of demand for ethanol. You see, we have recently about 140 crore liters of, tenders were invited for sale of 140 crore liters of ethanol, which will, 140 crore liters of ethanol will take care of our 5% of blending requirement, whereas the government's target is to reach 10% blending. Okay, so I don't think we are in a situation where we have to look for either alcohol for IMFL or ethanol. Straight away, our choice would be to go for ethanol.
So this has been the situation for almost 10 years, that the demand has been, or the government has been speaking about 5 or 10% blending, and once that blending requirement comes in, the demand can't be met by the sugar producers. That's the kind of scenario which has been there.
Yeah, it was there last year, so very much you're right.
It has been for so many years. So it has never happened that way. But why do you think that this is not happening? Because a certain kind of a sentiment get built on it, but it never happens. 10 years almost, the same story.
You're right, sir. This program is as old as 10 years. To begin with, the program never got the impetus because of lack of seriousness on the part of oil marketing companies. You know, there were various conflicting interests at play. Sugar industry wanted ethanol to be sold and sold at a decent price. Oil marketing companies were not very keen to buy ethanol. And thirdly, there were these chemical companies also who thought that if, you know, more and more of molasses gets diverted for ethanol making, they will be deprived of their feedstock.
Yeah.
So various, you know, factors were at play. And secondly, as you rightly said, you know, the production in the country also varied, you know, I mean, from a high of 28.3 million tons in one particular year, last year we had a production of only 20.3 million tons. So hence, availability of molasses and therefore the production of ethanol was on the lower side. But we are, in this year when we are talking of a production of 26.1 million tons, we see a reasonable availability of ethanol, molasses. And going forward, why 5%? I think this increased target, not 10% would be little difficult to, you know, prophesize at this point in time, but definitely more than 5% can be, blending target can be achieved.
Sir, is it that every time when the oil prices goes up, the, what do you call, marketing companies becomes very interested, very much bullish on blending, and once oil prices goes down, they go off the target?
This would be very natural if you ask me, but the government's objective is very, very clear. They want to cut down on their dependence on oil imports, and which is why the government has been encouraging production of ethanol in a big way. And, you know, this is the fact that they've increased the ethanol procurement price from 39 rupees a litre to 40.85 rupees a litre actually bears testimony of that fact.
Okay. If I can push the last question. So what's our debt outstanding at December?
On 1st of December, my long-term debt was 59.1 crores, sir. 59.14 crores. Out of which 22 crores is non-interest bearing.
Okay.
So my interest bearing debt per se is only 37 crores. And additionally, I had some preference shares which will be redeeming them as and when they are due for redemption. That is about 21 crores.
Okay. And working capital?
Sir, I had hardly very little utilization on the 31st December. But as we go forward, as you know, as we produce sugar, procure more and more sugarcane, and as we have to make payment for the sugarcane price, our working capital buildup will be there. Typically, our cash credit utilization is highest during the months of March or April.
That was just 503 crores at March 31st.
31st March, our working capital utilization was 357 crores.
I was talking about the total debt outside.
Total debt, yeah.
So,
you know, it appears rather skewed if you look at our debt profile during the month of, during March 31st.
Yeah, point taken, I understood.
And if you look at my debt profile on 30th September, it would appear to be rather more trim.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Amit Kadam from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, my question is on the international prices for sugar. So, like, when we are thinking or hoping for a relief from the government that export will be allowed, so I just want to have an understanding. What is the outlook also at the global end regarding sugar and sugar prices, and what is it currently trending? And I just want to understand also, like, I understand it is like 13.57 cent per...
Correct.
But how we translate into our net realization in rupee term, if tomorrow if the order gets passed?
No, you see, this prices, you see, basically we are, India as such is insulated from international trade because of the duty structure that we have in place. Okay. We already have about 50% of import duty. Now, I'll address the question one by one. Firstly, let me talk about the duty structure. So, we are largely insulated, but now when we are required to export, low international prices actually are a deterrent, because if we have to compete, if we have to, take out 1 million ton of sugar from out of the country and export it, we will have to be comparing favorably with the present international prices. So there is an element of loss if one were to export it directly, but we are waiting to see how the government is going to facilitate the entire process.
So, what is the duty structure? And if
presently the import duty is about 50%, and there is export duty also, which is firstly the export duty is required to be done away with. Import duty has to be raised so that there are no imports coming into the country. And thirdly, the export facilitation has to take place, for which there has to be some kind of subsidy structure that needs to be worked out. Obviously, there is going to be loss on sale of loss on export of sugar. So somebody somewhere has to bear that loss.
Okay. So even though they remove the entire export duty, still the international price or exporting at a won't be like kind of a commercial viable sense unless someone actually takes a little bit of pain or
the very true. You see, our point of view is that the we are paying a high sugarcane price because it's a government regulated price.
Right.
So it's natural that we export. We expect that the government subsidizes the export.
Okay.
But last year, you know, there was a scheme which was worked out, which was a self-financing scheme where nobody incurred any losses. Ultimately, the consumer bore the losses.
And I just don't have that in-depth knowledge, but once this SAP's prices get set, has been ever in the history that because the way the globally and also domestically things pan out, the SAP price gets revised downside?
No. That question never arises.
So the farmers
will be on the road. Forget about midterm downward revision. Year on year also there can be no downward revision.
Okay, so this raw material is like whatever it's like a high water mark. It does not come down.
It doesn't come down. There is a lot of protection given to the farmers, and maybe rightly so because it's a perishable commodity, and the farmers' interest needs to be protected. So there has never been an instance where in 1 year farmer has been paid, let's say, 100 rupees of price and he's been asked to accept a lower price in the next year.
So then, another thing what we are hoping is that import duty to be raised so that we don't have that, the domestic market does not have a threat.
Exactly, which is what is happening. Last year also, whenever there was any scare of price flare up, the government selectively allowed imports into the country, small quantities, so that so as to assuage the local markets which were flaring up at that point in time.
But in this case, if whatever the market estimates are, if 27-28 million ton of sugar is production this year or this particular season, and then consumption is more or less at somewhere around 26-27, then still we will be a surplus market anyways. So this import and other part hardly won't make a difference to us as a country.
We expect for the season, ongoing season, 26 million tons of production. Okay. Consumption is expected to be around 25 or 25.5 million tons.
Right.
Okay. We started the season with the opening stock of 4 million tons. Okay. So we will end the season with a closing stock of approximately the same quantity or a little more than the quantity of opening stock. Okay. Which actually translates to approximately 2 months of consumption. Now, this 2 months of stock of 2 months of consumption is not a very high stock. It shouldn't have resulted in this kind of price fall. And if you look at the stock that the country was carrying at this point in time this year, vis-a-vis at the same date on the same date last year, it's been carrying much lesser stock. So obviously the sentiments are down for all the wrong reasons. So it's merely a fear, a phobia that, season 18-19, the production is going to be very high, so the prices are being dragged downwards. It shouldn't have happened, so what is required is a booster dose of confidence restoration.
Okay, got it. It's like playing out the psychology and just killing that phobia what we have in the
absolutely,
past.
Absolutely.
Okay, fine. Thanks. That's all for.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Banka for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you all very much. I hope I've been able to answer your question satisfactorily. We as a company are focused on enhancing our efficiencies and improving our recoveries, which is what we have been doing, conducting our operations ethically and transparently. And there are a few factors which are beyond our control. For example, the sugar prices, etc. So we try and maximize our revenues within the given constraints, and we try and minimize our costs, minimize and optimize our costs within the given constraints. There's one area, of course, where there is scope for value addition, which is in setting up of a distillery, expanding the distillery capacities, which we are very critically and actively evaluating. So we will get back to you once we have taken some decision on that. Thank you very much for having reposed confidence and trust in us. We hope to, we look forward to more such interaction in the future, and we look forward to repaying the faith that you have reposed in us. Thank you very much.